Now I love you, and you know I do. But there's certain things you can't do that you're gonna get my wrath. I'll love you, preach to you, help you do whatever. But you go and start messing my wife and see what happened. You see what happened to me. You see what I'll do. I didn't know you'd do that. You go on over there and you find out. A love will protect what it's own. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. But you don't go around bullying people and messing over folks. That's what I want you to understand. So let me go on. Says not fretful or resentful, takes no account of evil done to it, pays no attention to what? Or suffer wrong. See, this works in a family. This works in a church setting. So your members, it works in the body of Christ. It works in business transactions. It works in wherever you go. And it says, it says in verse 6, it does not what? Rejoice at injustice and what? You hear somebody, you done wrong, then they have a misfortune or something happened to them, you say, oh, that's good enough for them. They're good enough. No, love don't do that. I'm so glad that happened to them. No, love don't do that. Love don't talk like that. Love don't act like that. Love does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but what? Rejoices when right and truth prevail. So I rejoice. I do not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoice. I rejoice when right and truth prevail. Love bears up under anything and everything that come. Is ever ready to believe what? The best of every person. How many times have we said something and it wasn't the best about that person? But love is ever ready to believe the best of every person. It hopes are faithless under all circumstances. And it endures what? How many things? Everything without weakening. Love never fail. Say that with me. Love never fail. Say this. I never fail. See, that's why God wants you to walk in love. If you walk in love, you won't fail. You can't conquer love. You can't stop love. Love, that's, we start out saying, the word said, God is love. For God so loved, God gave. God didn't take, God gave. But you hear people when somebody deceased or died, man, you hear people saying all the time, especially young people and everybody, God took them. No, he didn't. You got an enemy out there called death. God didn't take that person, especially in the prime of life. He didn't do it. But he get accused that God took them. No. God said, God don't say one thing and do another. He said, the number of your days I will fulfill. Didn't he say? God said, I will satisfy you with long life and show, not just satisfy, I'll show you how to get it. I'll show you my salvation. Other way, I'll show you how to get it, how to live long. Hallelujah. So love never fails. Never, never. And if we will make a decision in our hearts, I guarantee you, the flesh, you have many, 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 many opportunities to get out of love. And I heard Brother Hagin said, I heard Brother Copeland said, and I heard, and I know it's the truth. Every step out of love is stepping into sin. It's a step into sin. every step out of love, because love won't do wrong. Let me finish verse 8. Love never fails, never fades out, or become what? Obsolete. You know, we were so blessed. We're working on our building here. And it was over a period of time, several years, and we bought the tile that you see in the hallway, the hallways and in the bathroom. And it looked like an item that would never be obsolete or discontinued. And we ran out. I went back, I guess about 3 years later. It was three, might have been three, maybe 4 years later. It may have been longer than that. It's somewhere there, but thereabout. They had discontinued. They discontinued. But love don't do that. They never become obsolete. Never. Say never become what? You say obsolete or come to an end. As what? For prophecy, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, it will be what? Fulfilled and what? Pass away. As for tongues, like we speak in tongues, they will be what? Destroyed and cease. As for knowledge, like you know stuff. You know your name. I asked T his name. He wouldn't say, my name is Matty Sue. I was like, how do you do? No. He knows his name, right? He knows other things. He's an assistant principal there in Tupelo High School. And there's certain things he have knowledge of. I'm using for example, okay? But that knowledge you got and the knowledge we have of God will, let's read it. As for knowledge, it will what? Pass away and will do what? Lose its value. Knowledge is valuable to me. What about you? Is it valuable to you today? You better know which one of those cars of yours out there. You get mine, I'm going to ask you out.